And it's time for another edition of That's Tourism here on Ocean 100, where we celebrate the champions of PEI's tourism industry and their positive impact on the island. Every week, we meet local tourism leaders whose passion and dedication contribute to making PEI a thriving year-round tourism destination. And today, we are joined by the one and only Corinne Clement, CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of PEI. Hello, Corinne.
Hello.
Now, Corinne's a leader in the province's tourism sector and the voice of PEI's tourism industry. Before stepping into her role as CEO of Taipei, she's worked as the business development manager with the Charlottetown Harbor Authority and as director of marketing and communications for Tourism Charlottetown and the PEI Convention Partnership. Corinne, you've done it all.
Well, I've dabbled a little bit, definitely.
All right, well, let's get right down to it here. Give me an overview of the Tourism Industry Association of PEI. What does Taipei do? How does it support tourism businesses and workers across the island?
Well, for those who don't know, we are the Tourism Industry Association here for our tourism industry on Prince Edward Island. We have counterparts across the country doing very similar work to us.
Right.
We are the champions for the industry. So we focus on how do we help our operators, how do we help their employees really grow, develop. And on the flip side of that, we spend a lot of time really trying to educate and create awareness really to islanders and to locals on the value and the importance of our industry.
And I know we've touched on it. Obviously, you have an impressive career in the tourism sector. What initially kind of drew you to tourism?
Do you know what? I think it was a happy circumstance, I'm going to say.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, I love dealing with people. I love meeting new people. And I will admit, I'm not an islander. I am an islander by choice. So I think, getting into tourism here in Prince Edward Island, I came for a vacation a lifetime ago now and fell in love with the island. So it makes it really easy to be able to promote and showcase all the best of PEI. It's, all the reasons that I wanted to live here.
And you're an islander to me, P.S.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, tourism is one of PEI's largest industries. Many people see it as like just summer jobs for students. But like in reality, there's a lot of full-time, part-time seasons. There's all kinds of options out there. Tell me about that.
There are so many options, and this is, I've had the pleasure of speaking to a lot of different classes, whether it be high school, post-secondary, and talking about really the opportunities within tourism. I mean, I think traditionally people would look at it, like you said, as maybe seasonal work, but we are year-round.
Right.
Often, in my role, in a lot of my roles, actually, throughout my career, I'm busier in the winter. So there's so many opportunities, whether it be marketing or events or, working with different associations. Or when we talk about events, we talk about, social media influencers. We talk about production. We talk about artists. There's so many different careers and positions available.
Okay. And what kind of tourism jobs are available in PEI specifically, would you say?
Oh, my gosh. All of them.
Everything. Yeah, I know. Kind of a broad
all
question.
Yeah. I mean, we've got accommodations. We've got retail. We've got experiential. Of course, we have maybe, working again in marketing or sales. There's really the sky is the limit.
And a lot of folks that have retired on the island that are maybe looking for something part-time. What would you say to those people?
Oh my gosh, I hope they reach out to us. I think, those recently retired or retired individuals that are looking maybe to socialize and get out and interact, working down. And when I worked at the port on the cruise file, we had the best volunteer group in the world and they were all relatively recently retired. But they have so much knowledge and experience of Prince Edward Island and of life and to be able to share that. So if we're talking, tour guiding or volunteering or, working that front desk, there's so many great opportunities.
All right. Now, there's a couple of big events coming up, the Tourism Job Fair, Rural Hiring Day. Why don't you give me the overview on that? Because these are big for people looking for work.
Yeah. So we've always hosted our tourism job fairs. We do two every year. We have the Charlottetown one. This year's March 1st.
Okay.
And it is actually at the Eastlink Center. So we have moved this year. We have normally been down at the Delta. This year, we're at Eastlink Center. And that is from 11 to 3. We're telling everyone, dust off your resumes, come on down. It's such a great opportunity for individuals and operators to really get to connect with one another and find the right fit. I think that's really, really important when we're talking about looking for work and for employers looking for those employees. Our second one is the North Shore Job Fair. We do this one every year as well. It is taking place on April 5th, and that is out at Green Gables Heritage Place out in Cavendish. So great opportunity. What a great place to work in the summer out on the North Shore. Yeah. And that one's 11 to 2. And what we've done last year, we started this and we're doing it again this year, is Rural Hiring Day. So this is a bit of a different take on that job fair aspect. It's more like an open house at each of the businesses. So we work with our industry to talk to operators and see who's in the rural communities and who's looking to hire. And then we showcase them, and it gives individuals maybe in that area that are a little closer to home the opportunity on that day, which is April 19th from 1 to 3, they can go into those specific businesses and they will have somebody there ready to talk to you about the job opportunities available, maybe about the duties, and again, really kind of make that connection.
Awesome. If people want more details about any of those events, is there a website we could send them to?
Absolutely. We can send them to our website, which is tiepie.ca.
All right. Corinne, I know that you're very busy, and it's always great when you have a chance to come in and chat with us about tourism. 365 days of the year is tourism on PEI, and that's the message we're trying to get out.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here, and I will talk tourism anytime.